Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
It's not over yet. I need your help to save the world.
I'm Barry. Not.
Flash.
Let's do this one last time.
The Flash. Wednesday at 8 on the CW Las Vegas.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
A busy week in Carson City. We're still waiting on word from the governor as to when this special session of the Nevada legislature will be gaveled in. The reason we are putting so much of an emphasis on this is where legislation becomes law, laws that you and I will have to live under for the next 2 years until the next session. We do have a special session that's going to be called by the governor. We're just waiting to see when it's going to be, what's the agenda going to be, will there be legislation dealing with the A stadium, and a whole bunch of issues. I mean, opportunity scholarships, all kinds of different things that could be a part of a special session. The big question is, how wide-ranging will this special session be? We mentioned it's a busy, busy time in Carson City. It's a busy time in Washington. There are all kinds of reports over the weekend that essentially the former president may be arrested again, this time on federal charges. We'll talk about that as we go along. One of the things I found interesting, just watching cable news last night, was the all the talk of a double standard. This is cut six, by the way. Cut six. Ted Cruz was on with Sean Hannity talking about the double standard in the Biden DOJ, the Department of Justice. This was Ted Cruz last night on Fox News Channel.
Senator, one of the brightest, best debaters, according to Alan Dershowitz at Harvard Law, you're watching this case. Your observations, am I right about a dual justice system? Is this equal justice under the law or equal application of our laws?
Sean, you're absolutely right. As you know, the last book I wrote is entitled Justice Corrupted, How the Left Has Weaponized the Legal System. And sadly, we're seeing it come to life in technicolor. The book Justice Corrupted talks about how the Obama Justice Department and the FBI and the IRS were turned into political weapons to target their enemies. You just talked about Lois Lerner. That was part of that. It then talks about how those vicious partisans burrowed into senior career positions in the agencies, and the deep state waged war against Donald Trump. During the 4 years Trump was president, the deep state tried to do everything they could to destroy his presidency. Now those partisans are back in the open. They are brazen. They are running the Biden Justice Department, the FBI, the IRS. And, Sean, it gives me no pleasure to say it. This Attorney General, Merrick Garland, is the most partisan. He is the most political Attorney General in our nation's history. And he has corrupted the Department of Justice. He has corrupted the FBI. He has corrupted the machinery of government. And they're perfectly willing to use it. It is effectively an arm of the DNC. The hypocrisy is massive. And mark my words, I believe Merrick Garland will indict Donald Trump. He wants to indict Donald Trump because he hates Donald Trump. He hates him. He's angry. Merrick Garland is angry that he wasn't confirmed to the Supreme Court. He wants to indict him. I think the plan was to indict him over classified documents. And then he got the enormous problem that Joe Biden seemed to have classified documents everywhere, including in the garage by his old Corvette. I don't think Merrick Garland will indict Trump over classified documents. Here's my prediction. He'll indict Trump over, quote, obstruction of justice for hiding the classified documents. Now, mind you, he's not saying the underlying classified documents were a crime because he'd have to indict Joe Biden, too. He's going to instead create a crime about a non-crime. That's going to be the basis of the indictment. And I think you're right. He will also indict Hunter Biden, but he'll do it on purely personal matters, dealing with drugs and guns and tax issues for Hunter that have nothing to do with Joe Biden, because this DOJ wants to protect and insulate Joe Biden and the Biden family's corruption, and they want to use Hunter Biden as a scapegoat to justify targeting Donald Trump.
Ted Cruz last night on Hannity. When we come back, it's hard to believe it, but it looks like, and there are reports all over the place, that Donald J. Trump is going to be arrested probably within the next couple of days. I don't know that for a fact, but there have been media reports all across the country saying that Trump is being targeted and that it will be a major, major deal. We're going to try and find Scott Hammond. Is he still in that meeting with the governor or not? We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more. You want to join us? Want to be a part of the show? You can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Coming up on 2:30 here, and as we check the traffic cams, looks like that Southern Beltway congestion continues down there near Henderson. Interstate 215 westbound at Valley Verde. Heavy volumes through there. 215 east at St. Rose. Do expect some reduced speeds on the 15 through the resort area. Northbound at Charleston, southbound at Oakey. As you work your way through there, crashes right now. Sahara at Rancho, Nellis at Charleston, Pecos McLeod at Mojave. And remember that Tropicana exit ramp is closed on Interstate 15 southbound, as is the Frank Sinatra exit ramp. That's on Interstate 15 northbound.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. NCAA Baseball Super Regional Round action is set. On Monday, Florida ousted Texas Tech with a 6-0 win. TCU over Arkansas 12-4. Stanford beat Texas A&M 7-1. LSU over Oregon State 13-7. Duke beat Coastal Carolina 12-3. Kentucky with a 4-2 win over Indiana. Southern Miss beat Pennsylvania 11-7. The best of three Super Regionals get underway Friday. Top overall seed Wake Forest faces Alabama. It'll be Stanford against Texas. LSU takes on Kentucky. Tennessee against Southern Miss. Indiana faces TCU. Oregon against Oral Roberts. Duke battles Virginia. South Carolina against Florida. The winners advance to Omaha in the College World Series. That starts Friday, June 16th. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
Next up, Straight Talk from Doug. Ever notice that saying no offense is offensive? Like, no offense, but you're overpaying for your wireless. See? Offensive.
That's the Straight Talk talking. Get unlimited plans as low as $35 a month from Straight Talk on America's most reliable 5G network. Available at Walmart and Walmart.com. On the $35 plan, first 10 gigabytes data at high speed, then 2G speeds. Refer to the latest terms at StraightTalk.com. Based on most first place rankings, root metrics, second half 2022 assessments of 125 metrics. Experiences vary, not an endorsement.
We're recording this Progressive commercial on a real boat to let people know that when you bundle your home, boat, and other vehicles...
What was that boat?
Progressive saves you money, Jamie.
Why are we doing this on a boat?
We were going for authenticity.
We're going to the city?
Authenticity.
You mean Atlantic City? But we're not in the Atlantic. Are we?
Bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available.
It's time for the annual Basque Fry. The 8th annual Basque Fry is on Saturday, June 17th, and we want to make sure you don't miss out on this one-of-a-kind Nevada tradition featuring an outstanding lineup of all-star conservative speakers. Special guest Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will headline this year's event and discuss his vision to fight for our conservative principles and save our country. The Basque Fry is Nevada's single largest annual political event, attracting thousands of patriots to Corley Ranch in beautiful Gardnerville. It's an affordable, family-friendly affair, featuring traditional Basque barbecue and activities for the kids. Plus, it's an opportunity to meet some of your own local elected officials and grassroots conservative leaders, including former Nevada Attorney General Adam Laxalt, Governor Joe Lombardo, Congressman Mark Amaday, and Dana Lash. To get your tickets, go to morninginnevadapac.com. We look forward to seeing you there. Paid for by Never Back Down, Inc. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. NeverBackDown.org.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Tuesday edition of Live and Local. Hard to believe it. 79 years ago today, D-Day. Yeah, isn't that wild? 79 years ago today. I just didn't want the day to go by without at least some mention of the sacrifices made by so many, and including family members. And I know it's 79 years ago, but it's a part of our history. It's a part of our history. The big question right now in Washington is what is going to happen with Donald J. Trump? What is going to happen with Joe Biden? Both face legal challenges. The DOJ and the FBI is refusing to give up the document involving Joe Biden. The special prosecutor is dealing with Donald J. Trump. And the big question is, Jim Jordan is the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, and he is trying to get a hold of these FBI documents. And the big question that he tried to answer last night on Hannity was, will Trump be arrested in the next few days? This was the answer from Jim Jordan, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee.
Jim Jordan, let me bring you in here. According to news reports all over the country today, the arrest of Donald J. Trump is imminent, maybe as early as this week, Thursday or Friday, so we hear. Yeah. Last Thursday, you sent a letter to the AG, Merrick Garland, demanding details about the extent of FBI involvement in the special counsel probe that is being run by the special counsel, Jack Smith. Have you heard back?
No, we haven't, Sean, but this the bottom line is this never ends. You go back to 2016 when they used a dossier that they knew was garbage to go spy on President Trump's campaign. Then they got 2018, you got the whole Mueller investigation and that election. 2020, they suppressed the Hunter Biden laptop story. And then, of course, in 2022, 91 days before the election, they raid President Trump's home. And now here we are heading into the presidential election, and you got Joe Biden's Justice Department going after their opponent, the guy leading in every single poll. And that's after Alvin Bragg has already indicted President Trump. And this Fannie Willis in Georgia is probably going to do the same thing. So it never ends their quest to go after President Trump. And I would just say this about the document, Sean. This just isn't a document that's in the possession of the FBI. This is a document they created. And they created it based on what Jamie Comer just said. They had a credible source, one of their good sources, who they paid hundreds of thousands of dollars, bring this information to them. And then they create this document. We want to see it. How much you want to bet this source is a lot more credible than Christopher Steele, the guy who created the dossier that they used to go after President Trump? I bet you this source has a lot more credibility, but they will not let us see this document. I hope they do. The American people. I hope they let the American people see it.
I hope so, too. Transparency is something that the Biden administration always talks about, except when it comes to Donald J. Trump. And except where it comes to perhaps implicating Joe Biden. But there's something going on here. And I fear that we're going to find out that our current president, then vice president, is going to be dirty as hell. And I really, I pray it doesn't happen. Pray it doesn't happen. But, you know, we want justice the same way people want justice for Donald J. Trump. Well, we want justice for Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and the Biden crime family. All of it. All of it. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Time for a weather update, and yep, there's still weather outside. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold, so wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get a basic oil change starting at $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hi, my name is Katrin Ivanov. I escaped from communist Bulgaria to capitalist America. I am urging you to become active in fixing the disastrous direction our country is headed. We need more than just casting your vote or yelling on a Facebook post. My goal is to build a powerful movement by helping you to start actively talking with your neighbors and supporting trusted candidates. There is an old saying that time is money. Donating your time is just as valuable as donating cash. I want to help you find the best use of your time to save this country. On ways to join this movement, please visit MrsFixit.us. That's MrsFixit.us or text me at 702-722-7225. I truly need your help. I can't fix this alone, but together we can fix it. Paid by Friends of Mrs. Fixit.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Still waiting to see what's going to happen with the 34th special session of the Nevada legislature. We'll keep you apprised of what's going on there. Big news in the golf world. And the gentleman, Jim Dallas, you've been following this story all day. It surprised a ton of people. And it's the fact that LIV, the Saudi-backed golf tour, is going to merge with the PGA. That they are going to be one. What do you know about how this came about?
Yeah, this is a very interesting because there's politics involved. The game of golf is involved here. Blood money, immorality. The LIV Golf Tour is basically run and owned by the Saudi prince. And we all know what happened to that journalist who, of course, disappeared, and it was related to the Saudis. So a lot of people are saying, hey, I don't want anything to do with this LIV Golf thing. It's blood money. But they were offering big, big money to superstar golfers of the PGA Tour. People like, Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy, two of the top PGA Tour golfers, they were offered over $100 million to join the LIV Golf, and they turned it down.
Mm.
They turned down a lot of money, but people like Phil Mickelson decided to go ahead and take the money. And that has created a rift. Bottom line here is these two organizations have been involved in litigation for the past several years. And what they're doing is they're basically trying to put their differences aside. There's a lot of players who joined the LIV Tour that miss the PGA Tour. And again, if you are on the PGA Tour and you say, I'm not going to jump ship, and these people who did jump ship are allowed back in to the PGA.
Is there amnesty?
Exactly. So what is that telling them? But what this reminds me of is the AFL-NFL merger back in the late 1960s when the AFL was starting to take star players like Joe Namath, among others, to join this upstart AFL. Finally, the NFL said, hey, these guys may they're posing a threat to our business model here, so we might as well join them. And maybe that's the case here with LIV and the PGA Tour. But they are joining forces to form one giant golf league. And they're also going to merge, Kevin, with the DP World Tour, which is also known as the European PGA Tour.
Wow.
So this is a consolidation of the professional golfers all over the world. So it's kind of interesting. But again, it's got that blood money in there from the Saudis, and that's what a lot of people have a problem with. So we'll see how this goes moving forward. But
I really wonder if all these folks, and not just golfers, not just members of one tour or the other, but just sports fans in general, if they're going to take back all the nasty things they said about the Saudi government and human rights violations and things like that, if that'll be a part of the amnesty.
It makes you wonder because, let's go back to 9/11. Every one of those terrorists happened to be Saudis, didn't they?
Yeah.
And we know what happened to Khashoggi a couple of years ago. And by the way, the Saudis are not going to continue to produce as much oil as they had in the past. They decided that they're going to cut a million barrels a day. So look for our gas prices to go up, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Jim, thank you, man. More to come as we continue. We're going to try and get some phone calls on the other side. You want to join us? 844-2-NEVADA. 844-263-8232. I'll be honest with you. This was not one of those stories that was high on my radar. It just wasn't. But it's a story that's out there. And the fact that everybody's done like a reversal, it's different. Yeah, you don't think of this in golf. You know, you think about this in some other sports a little more violent than golf. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get? That's right. You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Hi, I'm Danielle Gallant, your Assemblywoman from Nevada's 23rd District. With the Biden-Harris liberal agenda causing skyrocketing inflation, rising crime, and a crisis at our southern border, it's up to strong conservative representatives in Nevada to stop the chaos and protect our businesses, our communities, and our constitutional rights. As a small business owner and a mother of two young boys, my focus is to advocate for small business, school choice for our children, and freedom from government interference in our lives. You don't need government dictating how you should live, work, and be happy. That's why I decided to run for the Nevada Assembly. Now, I'm proud to be working alongside Governor Joe Lombardo to protect Nevada families and their rights. I know you know best how to provide for your family and raise and educate your kids. My conservative colleagues and I are fighting to protect Second Amendment rights, help our police forces fight rising crime, and pass laws that fight election fraud and secure our elections. We are working to get it done the Nevada way.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This was the answer that we've all been waiting for, and that is someone from the Biden administration. Will somebody please speak honestly about the president's age and his ability to articulate It's been difficult watching the president out on the campaign trail and throw out the slip and fall at the Air Force Academy, but just his ability to govern, the ability to get things done, the ability to communicate. This was.